Brian Adams running through your Thursday morning. Running into the morning show on 88 FM. Welcome to it. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. Fresh on a Thursday, the 25th of July. 9 minutes past seven, and we're running into an interview right now with a running flavor, a running focus. And when it comes to running, whether it's taking it for a Thursday time trial or working up towards tackling your first race, your first 5, 10, 21, maybe even marathon, maybe even a comrades. Well, the local running club, the Dolphin Coast Striders, they run this town. They know a thing or two about getting people moving. And when it comes to connecting with the club, we really like to welcome some of the pod squad members into the studio to find out what's happening and to get a perspective on what the running scene is looking like on the Dolphin Coast right now. So I'm really excited to welcome, for the first time on the morning show, captain of the Too Legit to Quit sub pod, Richard Smart, is in the house with us for a little catch up on a Thursday morning. Richard, welcome to you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm great, Mark. Nice to be here. Thanks.
Good to have you in the house on a fresh morning. And you look like you're not in your running kit right now. No. That'll be later. But you've made time to come and give us a little inside look at what the setup is like when it comes to new runners who might have only recently laced up their tackies and started their journey towards working up to maybe a first race or a fun run somewhere down the road. There is a thing that is well known and well loved and produces runners of note, and it's called the Kickstart program. It's been rolling for years, and it gets people to claim that title of I now feel like I'm a runner, from being totally, you know, a couch potato before, maybe, or maybe someone who always wanted to run but has felt intimidated. Talk to me about the Kickstart and about your journey, because you're a product of this thing, right?
100%, Mark. I think I'll share some of my personal experience. I was always dabbling in a bit of running for fitness. So like maybe getting up to a 5K park run at a push.
Oof, yeah, that's...
And it was tough. And it's intimidating when you think of joining a running club, because I was running on my own around Belito, just on really short morning runs, you know, sweating it out, walking a lot. And then you see the old Dolphin Coast Striders cruise by and in their pod, and you think, shucks, I won't keep up. I'm going to get left behind.
Yeah.
And it puts you off. You just feel very, as I say, intimidated, and you don't feel like it's the right space for you. Then obviously 2020 happened. It was a strange year. I think I lacked a lot of our routine and our fitness.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah.
it was a weird time.
It really was. And I packed on the kilos and was feeling really unhealthy. And then a best friend of mine actually suggested, let's join this Dolphin Coast Striders Kickstart program. And I was like, what's that? And then she says, oh, it's a 3-month couch to 10K program for running. I was like, oh, okay.
If not, why not?
Why not, yeah. So we just signed up, not knowing what we're getting into. And look, it's an amazing program. As you say, I am a product of it. And that was in 2020, and I'm still here.
So the bug bit.
The bug really does bug.
You reached the end of your 3 months, and you felt like, okay, this is something that I want to continue with now. You get it. You feel the buzz of the endorphins at the end of a run, and you feel like you're part of something.
Yeah.
And that you are not weighing the group down. You're not dragging at the back. You've actually found your pack. But then, I suppose the question is, okay, 3-month program. What next? Because there's obviously still a bit of a gulf between, you know, having now made your first 10K, but there's guys that are doing marathons and ultra marathons, and where do you fit in between the two groups?
That's 100% it. And also under the Kickstart program, there's so much structure and there's so much support. So it's like it gets you through. You get to your 10K, and then now you kind of like, you're now a Dolphin Coast Strider member. You rock up at the club and you think, where am I going to fit in? Look, as you say, a lot of the guys are training for comrades and marathons, and you think, shucks, I can't run in that space or that pace yet. So I think there is a big gap that our group, I think, bridges very nicely, where now you come, you graduate, you join our pod. We are obviously proud Dolphin Coast Strider members, but we also have our little subgroup where we feel comfortable. We have sort of plans, running plans that accommodate everyone. So we have shorter runs. Even when the main group do a long run, we're right there with them. But we obviously turn earlier and we accommodate anything from like a 10K all the way up to the guys who are running the long distances. Awesome. And obviously pace as well. I mean, I think everyone's main fear is, oh, I'm too slow. I'm going to be left behind. So we form like group pace groups within our group. So you always have a crew to run with. You never feel like you're going to get lost or left at the back. And I think that's very important when you want to start running, is you don't want to feel like that anchor pulling everyone down at the, you know, from the front.
Absolutely. So this is awesome. It's an interesting model, so that you've got this the Dolphin Coast Riders as a whole, but then within the group there is this subgroup, this pod. You're the captain, and you call it too legit to quit.
That's right.
And so you can kind of see it as a bit of an intake group. Yes. For those that have come through the sort of kickstart program, they're up to speed. They can hold their own for a 5 or a 10K. And there is within your pod its own support structure and its own dynamic. And it's all about making sure that it's a welcoming space for those who are still finding their feet in a sense, or who don't see themselves as an ultra marathon runner just yet, or maybe that's not even on their list of priorities. Maybe they're happy just to stay within the too legit to quit vibe, which seems like it's growing and going places, and it's filling a need.
Yeah, I think what the beauty of our group is that we accommodate so many different running objectives and goals. Because you do have the guys who just want to run for fitness and for good mental health. It's nice just to go for a run in the morning.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of just social runners. We've even got a walking group. So you can kind of choose where you want to fit in. But then again, from our group in the last 2 years, we've had guys who've joined and within a year they run Comrades.
So okay.
There's so much scope in between, and I think that's nice. Within our space, you will find where you fit in and where you feel comfortable.
Awesome stuff. And for those who like the sound of this and want to find out more about Too Legit to Quit and getting involved with your sub pod within the bigger pod squad, Thursday is always a great day to go and check out the Dolphin Coast Riders vibe, because it's time trial
definitely
day, and it's free for anyone to come and check it out and go for a trot.
Yeah.
And put down a time for you got a sort of 4K, or if you want to double lap it, an 8K.
Yes, yeah.
But it's just a great social thing and a good way to kind of ask questions, to go and suss it out, and just to connect with your local running club, right? What time do things get running this afternoon?
Okay, so today, 5:30, we have our time trial. There's a 4K or an 8K route, so whatever suits. I will be there tonight. So if anyone wants to come and join, try us out, have a run with the pod, and stay for a beer and a bra after, we'll be there. Come and have a chat and see if you'd enjoy running with us.
Awesome. And it's even more festive because it's the last Thursday of the month, so it's club night, right?
Club night, yeah. So it's going to be a festive affair. So, bring your beer or bring your bra flace. But we also will be selling from the club. So just come and join and check it out.
There you go. Dolphin Coast Riders with the clubhouse headquartered just around the corner from Waterbury's, between the Step Centre and Waterbury on the corner there. And for more information, obviously well represented on social media, look for Dolphin Coast Riders or pop onto the website, dolphincoastriders.co.za. All the details there. And go and catch up and shake the hand of my special guest, Richard Smout, captain of the Too Legit to Quit pod, at this afternoon's club night and time trial. Rich, thanks for giving us the heads up, man, and for making us aware of the fact that there is a very welcoming, very supportive space for new runners on the scene. I think you're doing great stuff, and onward and upward to you and the pod.
Well, thanks very much, Mark. Thanks for giving us the chance to just share this information. I think it might encourage a lot of people to come and check it out and try it.
I think, the more runners on the road, the better. Lace up those shoes and get ready to hit the road. And check out that time trial and the club night this afternoon, brought to you by your local running club, the Dolphin Coast Riders.